I'll just begin with a, till he arrives, with a vignette of sorts. Many, many years ago, many decades ago, my Rebbe, one of my Rabbeim, who I was quite close to, HaGoyin HaNisim Albert Zatzal, the Talmud Muvak of HaGoyin HaMeshe Feinstein, probably the Talmud of HaMeshe. So he became a Rav in Far Rockaway. I think, I imagine you know what that is. Anyway, so, but he didn't have the ability, the capacity to purchase a home there. He lived in the Lower East Side for many, many years. He grew up in the Lower East Side, actually. And so he wasn't able to purchase a home. So every Shabbos, he would spend by a different balabas, by a different family. So we, Talmidim of his, just going back over 50 years ago. So we actually followed him around, the royal we. I followed him around. And I noted that he stayed in homes of people whose, how shall we put it, religiosity seemingly left a lot to be desired. If you want specifics, I can be more specific, but you can let your imagination roam. A young man, I'm referring to people who clearly were not so knowledgeable in Hilchos Shabbos. I'm referring to those at the distaff side that did not necessarily dress so appropriately, beside the fact that they wore pants, and beside the fact they didn't cover their hair, married women. I'll give you a long list of such particulars. So there were those amongst us who questioned how could he remain, be ensconced in those homes for Shabbos. Well, clearly, these people, their lifestyle, their behavior, left a lot to be desired. I say the royal we, because I need protection. So the royal we provides me with my buffer zone. And so the question was posed to him by one of the Talmidim, not I. Oh, here he is, Baruch Hashem.
I mean, there were many, or just the
world we
followed him around?
Thank
you,
Chicago. I have paper in my house. I didn't, so I had to go get it printed.
You're tzaddik, you said, hey, look.
No.
The whole reason for the shiur is because of this very wonderful young man, this good man. His name also happens to be good, but he spells it differently. Anyway, Bechalzot, oh wow, with the stapler as well. It's fine, I'm giving an introduction. So, the royal we asked Rav Nisim Alpert, al smachma, so he said to the royal we, he said to us, what, are you forgotten Gemara? Gemara's all over Shas? So we asked him, what Gemara's are you referring to? Eidech anem b'isurim. And then he called Sarashi and Yevamis, on the spot. And that pechesim and aleph. The sugya there, in the beginning of Aisha Rab, in the 10th parak, the Gemara also raises the same issue that's found over here in Gittin, on the Abez of Abez. And there's a well-known Rashi that he cited, I'm not exaggerating, Baal Peh, on the spot. And Rashi says over there, the issue the Gemara had, the same issue that we have over here, Chaticha, Sabik Shal Chelev, Sabik Shal Shuman, so we don't know what the status of this Chaticha is. V'asa Eidecha V'yoma, Boruli Shumanhu. I'm certain that this chaticha is permissible. It's a chaticha shel shuman. The Gemara says mehema. Of course, right away the Gemara, in the context of this, is v'chala between whether it's chazak yisura or not it's chazak yisura. Zag Gemara also has that famous distinction that if you're talking about it's chazak yisura de'eshes ish, ein davar shebe'er v'pachad mishnayim, so that already puts it into a different light. But here's the Rashi. Says Rashi, v'yomar borili de shuman hu de meheman. Certainly we're somech on that person, on that Eidechon, calls man shalom nechshad, as long as there's no reason to be choshed that individual. The lav hochi, if not for that, ein lecha adam ochel mishich haveiro, ve'en lecha adam somech al b'nei beso. How could I be somech on my wife? And how could I be somech on my chaver? My chaver tells me that you can rely on my kashrus. My chaver says you can rely on that which I'm serving you in my home. This is the Rashi he quoted. approximately 55 years ago, I would say. He quoted it by heart, on the spot, when we, the royal we, asked him this question. And then he said to the royal we, what does the fact that this woman doesn't cover her hair, or the fact that this woman wears pants, or the fact that she seems to, from the we perspective, not to be so knowledgeable about Hilchos Shabbos, have to do with Einecha Nevi Surin?
She's Nevi, but she's still in our hearts.
That's correct. That's basically what he said. She's Ne'eman, but she's clearly... And Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva, Ligus Moshe, of a similar nature. As long as you have an individual who's not anti-religious, who has no axe to grind, no agenda, Efshar L'smoch Alav, you can rely on him. So my Rebbe told me, this is the Rashi, I shouldn't have said me, he told we, but it's actually me. So this is the Rashi that was Samichan. I followed him around all over the place. I also got invited to the same homes, and I was all over the place because it was my Rebbe, and I'm into stalking Dodo Yisrael. That's what I do. Not for a living, unfortunately, but that's what I do. Shkach. So anyway, this is the Rashi he cited. So this is a famous Rashi, which is probably the most famous Rashi in Shas, on this issue of Erech and Besurim. So that's the issue that Harab Nesan Al-Gur Shlita asked me to speak about yesterday. Usually, as I said, I don't do these kinds of things. So I'm not capable of doing them. I need a lot of preparation. This year, I spend more time than any other shiur I give in a week. I give about 20 shiur a week. And this one, I spend more time than any other shiur put together. I spend the entire week at it because I have a very august audience that I have to face. And beyond that, I also feel that it is of great significance. Okay, so I'm beginning with the Gemara here on the base of the base, where the Gemara actually, as you see, makes this point that the Gemara says, "Eimer daminu neidecha nevam b'yisurim, don chaticha sabik shal chelis sabik shal shuman lo v'schazik yisurim. Avalochet v'schazik yisurim dey shesish, habidav shebe'erba." This woman has a status as dey shesish, and therefore ein dav shebe'erba pachad mishnahim. Now, this Gemara, again, we're familiar, probably, I assume, all of you, I imagine, are familiar, actually, with Ischazik Yisura. Ischazik Yisura, actually, in the context here, is that of a shesish, but that's in the context of an animal. Thank you very much. In the context of an animal, so Ischazik Yisura is either the Isur of Eben Lachai, or the Isur of Enu Zabuach. We should have a discussion in Shulchan Aruch regarding what exactly the Ischazik Yisura of an animal is. The Gemara says that Kol Behema... What was that? I also asked that same question. I'm not sure they're exactly the same. They're clearly similar. But just for a moment, let's go back to the animal. How the animal was nishchad. So the Isur that Bishon talk about is also the Isur of Enu Zavuach. This is your area. The Isur of Enu Zavuach, or the Isur of Eben Achai. But here also, the question now is, of course, Eid Echad Neged the Chazaka. That's the question. So here the Gemara says, is Chazak Yisura automatically, this is a clash. And now, once you have Chazak Yisura, so you acquire Ein Dav Sheb'erba Pachad Mishnayim. Now we had actually this Ein Dav Sheb'erba Pachad Mishnayim we saw from Saita. Rashi quotes it here as well. Dabba Dabba Mimamon. Rashi mentions this. There's also another Rashi that I didn't write over, but I reminded myself this morning, Rashi and Chulim Daf Yud. There also, Rashi actually brings another makar, namely for this halacha of Erech and Meisurim. Rashi in Peches in Devamas, that Rabbi Nisim Alper quoted a svara, what seems to be a very ironclad kind of svara, of being somich on someone, unless they are choshud. But Rashi in Chulim, Daf Yudim Abbeis, there he tells us that's exactly akasa. V'shocha is ben abakar l'vnei Hashem. Rashi quotes that pasuk. And therefore, we don't find that someone else has to accompany every sheichet who shechs an animal. We assume that the animal, it was nishchat properly by a sheichet. The sheichet has a kabbalah, a ksav kabbalah for shechita. We can rely on him, we can be sovich on him. That's what Rashi writes in Chulin and the Avyudim and Beis. And b'shochet is ben abakar, the Bnei Hashem, we don't require anybody else. But here, as I said, because we have the issue of Ischazik Yisura, so therefore the Gemara said that creates a certain complexity. So now let's begin by examining this set of Maran Mekomos. Thank you very, very much, Rav Nesano. I appreciate it, and in your kindness, I don't know how you did what you did, but I appreciate it very much. So now I want to just begin by just more or less following the Maran Mekomos. Let's start with the famous Rashi that Tosfos here cites. Namely, Rashi says on the Lashon Umeshani Edech Anema Bisurin. Rashi in the wide lines of that base of the base in Gittin on the second set of wide lines, which is line number 5. Midi Rashi says Ad Havi Hakol Edish Shabatora Kushu Umeshani Edech Anema Bisurin Sharei Amina Torah Kolecha VeEchad Mi Yisrael Al Afrashas Truma VeAl Ashchita VeAl Nikur Hagid VeAchelev. This Rashi is striking. Now Rashi here does not say what he says in Yevamos on Peches. There Rashi says a svara that I just read to you a moment ago, namely that Rashi has two statements over there. The lav hachi elcha adam ochel mishel chaveru, number one, veelcha adam somech al bnei beiso, number two, and Rashi precedes that by saying havadi pshita de samchinu lekozman shelo nechshad. This Rashi does not say any of that. But Rashi, what he does say over here, L'chora, is he'emina Torah kolecha v'yachem Yisrael. Now the question is, what's the marker for the statement? When Rashi makes such a statement, he doesn't cite any marker. He doesn't cite any, what's the term? Scriptural source. Any biblical source Rashi should have cited to indicate that there is such a ne'emonis given to each Jew. And Rashi mentions also three situations. Hafrosha truma, okay? The act of hafrosha. Again, I'm now speaking in a very balabatish way. Not so complicated to do hafrosha. Many, I don't know if you're aware, here in SSL, you have briskas, but not samich on anyone, and they always do hafrosha, even though people ask me all the time, can I rely on the Rabbanut? Because every single store here that sells vegetables, the hafrosha was done prior to that merchandise arriving in the store. That's pashut. Nothing is done in the store level itself. Everything is done prior to that. I myself have been eyeing into this a number of times. I'm in the country 28 plus years, and therefore I have investigated this matter carefully. So whether the hafrosha is ideal, not ideal, but hafrosha is done. That I can tell you. But the briskas are not somich. The act of doing hafrosha, the Chazon Ish made it very simple. In the back of every sitter in this country is the nusach. What was that?
The short version, just like a
chazanish. Someone asked me to, one of my talmidim was a doctor, so he was inside of Kedusha last week, so he went into a panic. He never was inside of Kedusha, but he's very close. He was Mekai, this particular chazan, and very close to him, and for over a number of years, he made him frum probably. So he asked him to be inside of Kedusha. He said, no, I'm not Roy. Call me Shina Debatib, give me Kedusha, I'll yell Esegimayim. So the guy said, no, I only want you. I don't know these rabbanim, these rabbis. He knows him his entire life. My Talmud was in his late 30s, and he's a wonderful doctor, and he happens to be a Talmud Chacham himself. But he said, I'm not Roy Lekach. Okay, so he called me up in a panic about 2 weeks ago and said, could you present me with the quote-unquote idiot's guide to Siddur Kedusha? So I then spent with him on the telephone, and then literally I wrote it out for him. That's correct, but I don't have the copy. I didn't make a copy of the Chacham Manishtana that I am. Silly man that I am. And my brother lost the copy as well. So I'm telling you, we're doing well. We're doing well. And as a result, I rewrote the entire thing. I spent probably with him 20 hours. I'm not exaggerating. We went from every, literally, called Prat to Prat, the idiot's guide to Siddur Kedusha. anyway, and as a result... it's good that the one married to Yaki still has a sense of humor. But anyway, that's what I did. Okay, so why am I saying that? Hafrosha Truma, the Chazon Ish made it quite simple. Hafrosha Truma is not so simple. However, the Chazon Ish, you simply don't even have to know what you're doing. You simply just follow the guideline, the short nusach that he has in the back of every sitter. And perhaps those who have a Pruta Chamura, there are some people here in this shul who decide to do it on their own with coins, Israeli coins, which is a whole ASEC, how to rid oneself of those coins. And I don't think they're going to Yam HaMelech on an ongoing kind of basis. Okay, let me cut it. But what do you want to say? Because, okay, Shechita. Now, Shechita requires a little bit, as they said, Shechita requires, I learned Shechita with Rav Soloveitchik, I learned Chul with Rav Soloveitchik. Anyway, so Shechita requires clearly knowledge of a certain mumchi, unquestionably, And there's a whole shot that Tosfos Dabeis with Aleph and Chulin discusses about women and Shechita, and the issue basically is Shema Tisalefna. That's the issue regarding women. But Mikra Adin, both of the Kronia, women can engage in Shechita as well. Okay, it's a bit more complicated. But anyone who knows anything about Nikur Hagid Vachela. So I was present already three or four times in the last 28 years of my life at what's called Trebering, the act of Trebering. And trust me, okay, maybe I am someone who's clearly a novice at every single thing. And as a result, perhaps I don't fully, trust me, this is complicated. And complicated, even though I saw several videos and several movies. But I saw the Treber, an altar, Yerushalmi, who knows what he's doing, obviously. I saw them do it, and it took several hours. And no, Pasha the Zach at all. So what in heaven's name is Rashi saying over here? One second. Rashi said, Shari, Amino Treber. As I said, Rashi goes, Mehakal El Akove. But he mentions three items, Truma, Shechita, and Nikar Gid V'Achel, which is the most difficult of all the items. Trust me, it's not so simple, Nikar Gid V'Achel. But Rashi does not provide us in the Makar a Pasuk or some source that would have been... Now, look in Tesis. Tesis has on the bottom of the page. This is a famous Tesis. The second Tesis of Erechanem B'Yisurim. It's actually found in the Tesis on the bottom of the page, Abidavah Sheba Erva, V'Yim Tome. See four lines on the bottom? I'll get to that in a few moments. So Tesis learns from the Pasuk V'Safala, which is found in the first Tesis of Erechanem B'Yisurim. You see the first Tesis of Erechanem B'Yisurim, the last two lines, V'im Tomar, U'minolon, Erechanem B'Yisurim. What's the Makar? So Tesis says, V'yashem de'alfinu minida, Nidashin perak ha'madig, among subis, V'Safala ali atzma. So that we know, V'Safala shivas yomim v'achat titar. And that's the marker with somich on her, and therefore with somich on a woman who has to undergo the process of Tara, so she counts 7 days. And Nida, we are somich on that. So Rashi does not quote a pasuk, Tosfos quotes a pasuk. But Rashi, as I said, just tells us, even what he doesn't say in Yevamos Peches. In Yevamos Peches, he tells you a svara. Here Rashi does not do so. So now let's go to the beginning of the Tosfos of Erechanem B'Yisurim, Pir Shakunches. Now the Taisa cites Rashi. Shere amino tere kolecha ve'echad al afrashas truma u'shchita b'nikru agid v'achilev. Says Taisa. B'lo hoyo lo l'haski afrashas truma u'shchita. The ba'no ne'mon avagad dischazik yisura. The first two, afrashas truma and shchita, Taisa says, there will be ne'monis, even though there's dischazik yisura. Namely, till the item is hufrash, you have tevel. Tevel is a very... Onesh Chomor, for someone who eats Tevel, Achmel Litzan. Tevel, of course, you know, is the acronym for Lo Tov. And Shechita, you have the Isurim, what I mentioned, of Eivim Lachai, or Enos Vavuach. So there you have a serious Isur that you're confronting. But there, the Aloch is, your name on Tesis says, even though it's Chazik Isur, Mishum de Biyodo Lusakna. He cites, Kemoshe Pir, Shekonj B'Samoch, I'll get to that shortly. So the idea of Biyodo, what is Biyodo Lusakna? Right now, you could be Mafrish the Truma. Right now, you could, if the animal... is not nishchat, the animal could undergo shechita. So there, if that's something which is called biyado, notice that Tosfos does not mention nikur, hagid, v'chelev. That's not mentioned among the items that's biyado. And trust me, I'm saying balabatish, it is not biyado. Unless you are a mumche, and you know how to engage in this trebering, you know, they have also the, some people, I don't know, people still do this. They eat that part of the, which is supposed to be very aristocratic. What's it called again in English?
The sirloin
steak. A sirloin steak requires trebering. And I don't know, in Eretz Yisrael, actually, there are still people here who do trebering. I've met a number of old Yerushalmis. I don't mean old and experienced. Old means wise. Ein zokin mishikon chachma. So these are wise Yerushalmis who know how to treber. In Chutzaretz, kimat. It is not done b'chla. There's a lost art entirely. They don't have a masorah. In this area, here you see both individuals who are Ashkenazim, you see Sfardim, Shechtim, who poshut know this malacha. They were trained this malacha. I even met a few young ones that also know this malacha. But it's interesting that Tosfos here, Biyodo, does not mention Nikra Gid V'Achele because it's not so Biyodo. I'm just interpreting Biyodo now in a very Balabatisha kind of fashion. But
that means that it's likely that he'll know it?
Biyodo means you're capable of doing it right now. I'm capable of being mafresh truma right now. That takes care of the problem. I'm capable of doing an act of shechita right now. And then Tosfos goes on further. And basically what Tosfos is saying And this is where there seems to be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, right here. Tosfos says here that Rashi should not have mentioned Hafrosh Hashchito Truma, because Rashi says, Tosfos says, according to Rashi, the Bano Nema, that here you'd be believed, Avagav this Chazgi Yisura, Mishum Diodo, the Saknon, Kom Shapir, Shakun Shabbisavach. So it sounds like there's a machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos, that the Shita of Rashi is that the Ne'amonis of Biyodo, what is the sort of this Ne'amonis? If something is Biyodi, that's why I'm Ne'amon. Because I have the ability to do something right now. And therefore, you can learn out from Shechita, even though it's biyado, but even though it's chazak yisura, but biyado to go ahead and carry this out. Lichora, Tesis does not hold like that. Lichora. Mashma, that Tesis, because here he has issues with Rashi, he shouldn't mention Truma of Shechita. Apparently, Tosfos is of the opinion that you don't learn it out from Shechita, which is Biyado, because Tosfos says that the Nemonis of Biyado is a different type of Nemonis than Echad Nevin Bisurin. Apparently, there are two different concepts. There's one concept called Echad Nevin Bisurin. Rashi holds apparently these two coalesce, these two coincide, these two are coterminous, Echad Nevin Bisurin and the Din of Biyado, and Tosfos disagrees with that. Now, the problem is another issue, which is also difficult, to say that Tosfos is cholok on Rashi, because this klal of Eidecha Neman, the Gemara says, is limited to what? To Yisurin. Eidecha Neman Yisurin. And if you have the Gemara Babasa, which is item number 2, thank you, again, Harav Nasanel, on page Kuf Lamed, the Gemara Babasa, it's a famous Gemara, of Kuf Lamed Al, Yesh Neichlin. Usually, in Babasa, Be'iyun, what do people learn? So they learn, first peg of Babasa, some people learn, besides Hashutfim, some people learn Lo Yachbar, some people learn Chesabatim, and then they learn Yishleichlet. Bezeh, ubezeh, nigmar ha'esek. Ve'olam ha'yeshivas. I learned all those prakim, the Sugya of Chardal, and Hashutfim, and Chesabat, I learned Rasal Veshek. Wow, those were shiurim that went on forever. Every Rashbam was literally dissected, every single Rashbam, for hours and hours and hours. And then I also learned on my own, Be'iyun Yishleichlet. So this is why I'm familiar with this Gemara and Kufna Madala and Beis. The Gemara here says, this is the issue. A Baal who says, Gerashti es Ishti. Do we believe it? And the issue is, of course, by virtue of saying that, he wants to pater from Yibum. He doesn't want to enter a situation of Yibum. Or the other case that he says that he identifies that he has children. And again, Yeshi Bani. So a person who said, Mishas Misasa Yeshi Bonin, the Gemara says, Neman, that person is believed as well. Obviously, if he has children, then there's no din of Yibum. Again, the whole idea is to pass from Yibum. The question is, can you compare these two situations? That's this whole sugi over here. So the Gemara says, in effect, this halacha, Baal Shoma, Gerash Yesish, is Neman, Neman, Rak Lahabo, Velodim Afreya. It's only in the Amonis that works, Lehabo. What does the Habo mean? In the future. But it doesn't work, the Mafreya. The Neamonis of Biyodo, that works even the Mafreya. There's no distinction. If someone says that it is Biyodi or it's Biyodo Lasso, Tosfos writes this in Kedushin. That is the next Marim Mokom, Adav Samachem Bebeis. Samachem Bebeis, the Sugi in Kedushin, the Gemara on the bottom of the page discusses again the same issue. The issue was here. Amalo Eidecha Nachalta Chelev, Va'alo Shoysek. Someone accuses me of eating Chelev. Chelev is a Chi of Karis. Shuman is Mutter, Chelev is Asim. And I'm quiet. So the Gemara says, of course, B'shogi we're talking about. So then the halacha is, Yechai v'karbam, Neman, that person is believed, says, Rashi, Neman ho'ei, v'kosher ha'karbam, v'ein kam mishum hodo alav chatoso, v'lo shidu acherim. V'ochid ha'shun ala b'shmaitso, v'kavaiso. So Rashi also quotes here the Gemara in Yevamos, and that peivov, where others tell you, and you are machish. Anyway, so here, Tosfos, on the bottom of the page, actually, I should have cited the rest of Tosfos as well. But Tosfos here has this fundamental distinction that the Tosfos of Maskel Nitmu, he said that the halacha of Biyodo, Tosfos points out, works, gam de mafreya. And therefore, when the Baal says, Gerashi es Ishti, that's not based on Biyodo. Biyodo is halacha. Baal Shema Gerashi es Ishti is neman only the haba, and not the mafreya. And Biyodo works even the mafreya. So that's why you can't go ahead and align these two concepts. They're two totally different concepts. You have to assume, therefore, that what is the basis of the Nemonis of the Baal? Pashit. Not because of this Svara Biyodo, but rather Anumdana. Ein Adam Mishaker. That a person is not going to lie on something that he himself could be Misakein Bikal. something that he actually can fix. He's able to fix something quickly without any difficulty. So the person's not going to lie. It's an umdana. It's a svara. It's an umdana, the muchach. That's how people operate. Whatever the case is, that I assume that this ne'amana sabiyado, as I said, is only by Yisurim. It doesn't work outside of Yisurim. The Gemara says very clearly, Eidecha ne'amana b'Yisurim. It only applies to Yisurim. And therefore it's mistabir that even Tosfos holds like Rashi, that this is somehow the ne'amana sabiyado enters under the rubric of ne'amana se'edecha b'Yisurim. But still, Tosfos argues and holds that you don't learn it out. The Ne'amanos Ve'erecha B'Yisurim, in general, from the Ne'amanos Ve'Yisurim Shabiyado, because they're two separate Gedarim. They're really two separate concepts. They're two separate categories. They're completely disparate, one from the other. And that's what I would begin with. And then I want to show you the next Gemara, which is in Sanhedrin on page number 4, also a famous Gemara. The Gemara on the bottom of the page, going on to Lamed Aleph and Beis, the Gemara has a famous case. The Gemara has a case, Hahi Itza, the Nafak Shtarim B'Yisusi Yoda. You have a woman who has a shtar halva in her hands. Omrele, so she says, Yodana by shtar de paruah. I know this shtar was paruah. Now generally what happens in the world of malva v'lova is that when a person borrows money, so of course you should always borrow money and make sure there's a shtar and there's edim. I spoke about that once. I was involved in a terrible situation of someone who borrowed enormous sum of money in one of my former shuls, and I told both parties, the Malvin Love, that I'm talking about an enormous sum of money, they said, no, we know each other for years and we trust each other and everything is wonderful and hunky-dory. No need for Edim, no need for a shtar. And I said, no, you must have a shtar, you must have Edim. They said, no, we don't have to listen to the Rav, there's no chiv to. And they did what they did, and the money was borrowed for a period of a year. Stam Havosh Shalshim Yom, but this was understood it would be for a year. A year later, the Malva came to the Love and said the time has come for repayment. The Gemara says in Ksubis, Piron Chav Mitzvah, it's true that there's no Pasuk. Tosfos writes twice in Shas, Tosfos in Becheres and Tosfos in Ksubis, that there's no Mokar for Piron Chav Mitzvah, no Mokar in Pasuk. It's a Svara. Ever Leiva Lish Malva, it's a Svara. Someone does you such a Chesed, such a Hatova, of course you're going to pay him back. There's only a Chiv of Im Kesef Tal Ve'esami. That's where the Im, the famous Im that Rashi quotes several times in the Gemara, actually, that Im refers to a chiv, an obligation. But as far as paying back the lov, there's no such, the chov, there's no such pasuk that indicates that. But the Gemara said, Piron Chov Mitzvahi, it's an obvious svara. Fine. The lov said, I don't know whom you are. He said to this Malva, I don't know whom you are. I never borrowed any money from you. So that's what happened. And then they called me into the picture. And they said, you were present when this halva took place. I was, first of all, just so thunderstruck, so astounded, I couldn't believe what was happening. Yes, I was present. And I insisted that they have a shtar. And they said, no, not necessary. And then I said to myself, wow, well, I should have just not been part of this. So I should have insisted to the point of, I don't know where I would have told him not to give him any money, but he would have given it to him anyway. Do you know how much money we're talking about? $250,000. I don't think that's a small sum of money. For me, it's
pocket change.
Oh, okay, perhaps for people of a certain ilk, not for me. But anyway, so I was so thunderstruck, I couldn't believe what was happening. So then I went and spoke to the Lover privately and tried to convince him that, I was present when this event took place. I reminded him of all the particulars, and he insisted that I was obviously he told me I was obviously fantasizing, somehow I didn't have a sense of reality. This is what went on. I still have a few kaychas left, and I didn't think that was the case, but what can I do? I was stuck, Dr. Mazenkis. I was pushed stuck. So then I decided, cash. You know what cash means? Massive. In dollars, they used there were hundreds. Basically, that's all he dealt with. Hundreds.
And you didn't think of calling another aid?
I wanted to do all that. I also suggest I'll be one of the aiden. And it was rejected summarily by the Malve. What am I supposed to do? The Malve rejected the category. Okay. So I decided after a few weeks, I saw the Love. The Malve was basically having apoplexy. They both daven by shul. That's why I don't get involved any longer in Dine Torah. People involved in my shul. I decided many years ago it's not healthy. Anyway, so I just end up with enemies. I said, I'm going to use a different tactic. I have it in me to do this. I then went to the Lover, and I told him that you are a shakran. You're literally a egregious liar. And as a result of your sheker, you're creating literally a situation of what's going to be world war and major apoplexy. And you are, as far as I'm concerned, I want nothing to do with you for the rest of my life. You can leave the shul miyad. As far as I'm concerned, you're out of the shul. You don't daven in the shul anymore. And I was very it's not out of character for me completely, Rabbi Yasker. I have a lot of that in me from the days of my involvement with the Sun Rosh Shiva and YU. Harav Gorelick Zatzal, who knew how to sometimes utilize such strategies when it was necessary. He's a briska, a kanoi, and I'm not a briska, I'm not a kanoi. I'm a simple fella. Anyway, the guy was so taken aback, he burst into tears, and he told me, of course I borrowed the money. I just can't pay it back. And that's why I denied the whole story, La Adam. And that's what he told me on the spot. This brought it out. So I said, why in heaven's name did you not say that, for goodness sakes? We would have worked it out, give you more time to pay back, etc., etc. He was embarrassed. Mamish like the Gemara out of Bar Mitzia. Like out of, what?
It's a text.
Mamish said like he took the text from the Gemara in Bar Mitzia. Unbelievable. I was Pasha couldn't be Masi. This happened. And the Kachave, and then he then apologized. I brought them together. He apologized to the Malveh, and ultimately he paid it back. It took actually a bit more time than a year. It took actually several years for him to pay it back. But the Malveh was, once he had that knowledge, it was going to be paid back. So he was ready to do it in increments. And this is my Sishoya. Okay, so I'm back in this story that she contended, the woman, Yadana Bhashtar, the Priya Havah. So usually what they do is, in there's a shtar, then when the shtar, similar to what goes on with a get, today the get is more or less given to Beis Din, the get is torn up. I've been, unfortunately, too many Sidur Giddens. I was involved in Sidur Giddens for 8 years of my life in Toronto, actually 10 years of my life. I was sat in the Beis Din of Giddens in Toronto. And then they give a Kabbalah to the woman, a Kabbalah that, a Shovar, whatever you want to call it. So the same thing with Alva Belove, the Alva, obviously, the Shtar Alva has to be, otherwise the guy will go after a second time. The Gemara speaks about this a number of times. Okay, so the Gemara says there was Parua. So that's what she said. So it says, hey, there, Rav Nachman believes her. She has a shtar in her hand, a shtar that says, Reuven borrowed whatever amount of money from Shimon, but she said the shtar is Parua. So Rav Nachman believed her. Rav Nachman is the famous Dayan. Rav Nachman is the Dayan par excellence all over Shas. Amalei Rav Nachman, come on, what is this based on, this nemunah that you gave her? Kirebi, the Amar Osias Nikta to Mesira. That's another Pasha. And the Rashi quotes, Hamoch Shtachol Chavero. How do you sell a shtar chov? The Rav, Rabbi Yasker, said, this is one of the earliest shurim he said on this topic, of Eises, Nixon, Mepsira, Hamech, shtar chov, v'chaver. How do you transfer bailus in a shtar chov? The Rav discussed in the context of a famous Rosh in Ksubis, of course, Abin Atam, is not quoted in Tesis and Shas, but quoted by the Rosh, namely the issue of Hamech, shtar chov, v'chaver, v'chazer, v'mecholo, mochul. So the Gemara says that if I borrow money from someone, I'm a loveh, he's a malveh, and now the Malveh wants to collect this chov. So what does the Malveh do? So the Malveh is able to sell the chov to somebody else. He's going to sell it for less. He needs the money right now. But then the halacha is, even though he sells the chov to a third party, the din is that the Malveh, the original Malveh, can be meichel if he wants, even though it was sold to a third party. What in heaven's name is that? What kind of halacha is that? So I mean, the Talmud of Chadish, Tzvei Shibudim. There's a Shibud Nechassim, Shibud Aguf. Shibin the Chassim, the Gemara says, anytime a person has a shtar, a shtar alvo, automatically creates shibudim. Gemara Babasa, Gemara Kedushin, Gemara Lo Bashas. Says that shibudim are created by the kol. The shtar automatically has a kol, and therefore that kol creates shibudim. But there are two types of shibudim. There's a shibin the Chassim, my property is mortgaged, if I forfeit, if I don't pay back the kol, so then they'll go down to my property and take my karka. But there's also shibin aguv. Now the shibin aguv is between the malv and the loveh. The third guy, there's no shibin aguv between him and the loveh. The one who borrowed the money is the loveh. He borrowed it from this malveh, not the third guy. So the Gemara says that, what could he be meichel? He's meichel, basically, the shibud which he has, namely, what shibud does he have? Which one could be meichel? The shibud the chasim, shibud aguf. Shibud aguf goes to, now is transferred to a third party, but he still, the Shimon HaGuf between him, the original Malveh, and that Loveh, so he can be Meichel that. That's Rabbi Natan of Mechadish. So the Rav, on this set of Shir, Isis, Nikhtam of Seir, how do you transfer a Chov? That's what Rashi here is talking about. By virtue of transferring the shtar to a third party, you're able to somehow be mavir all the obligations that are embedded in that shtar to the third party. Fine, so here also, hachanami kuna also, this woman has a shtar halva that she's holding on to. Vahave kedido, it's like she's the bailam on this shtar. V'ne'men eslom ha'parua, or to quote the Rav in his esteemed language, the shtar talks. The shtar talks means the fact that she has a tfisa in the shtar, she's holding on to the shtar. The shtar is made that whoever's holding on to the shtar is the bailam to determine what the shtar is. Is it a shtar parua? Is it a shtar that's outstanding? What exactly is the situation? So the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says no. Amalei, no. The Gemara says, shiny yocha. This is not based on that. Here it's based on a different lumnis. What's the lumnis? Diba yikalse. If she wanted, she could have burnt the shtar. She didn't have to hold on to the shtar. She could have burnt it on the spot. Had she burned the shtar, there is no shtar. Like the halacha, Baba Kama, Ramban, the kunches of Garmi, Hasorev shtarosav shechaveru. So you're not chayim mishum groma, you're chayim mishum Garmi. Because Rame, don't din the Garmi, you're chayim mishum Garmi. Garmi is, of course, where that was the only way you could collect the chob, and now you burnt the shtar, what do they call it in English, promissory note. A shtar halva. So that halva was burnt and now it can no longer be collected. So she is the one who is koveya. She determines what the status of the shtar is. By virtue of the fact that she has it in her hands, she's sort of a bailam on the shtar. That's what Rashi says here. So Rashi, in effect.
Isn't she just a shomeret here?
I'm sorry?
Isn't she just a shomeret?
So, well, again, as I said, we don't really, if you look in Rashi, she'aminu halova v'amal v'lashomra, correct? That she is the one who is like a sholish of sorts, or the person who is a third, it's like an escrow with her. So she's holding on to the shtar. But they give her ne'amonis. She, in effect, to be koveya, what the status of the shtar is. Is the shtar perua, not perua, ma?
Like a kind
of apitropis in some respects. But so the Gemara says, no, it's not based on that somehow the shtar was transferred to her and becomes hers, but rather there's a, what the Gemara calls, yibai kilsei. There's a, I guess you would call this, let's use the expression, migo. There's a kind of migo, I'll get to that in a second, but I'm saying the point is that this svara of yibai kilsei works apparently even the mafreya. And the namanas of yado is not the namanas of edech and emisurim. That's what I'm trying to show you, that yibai kilsei helps, and I'll do it a bit further than Gemara, going on to Lama Alpha Beis, Amalei Rabbi Lam Nachman, Vayibai Kilsei, Kevin Ischazek, Bebedina, Yibai Kilsei Lam, you know, the Gemara says that, no, Yibai Kilsei is not going to work. Is the Svar was Malo L'Shake, she could have burnt the Shtar, no, because it was Ischazek Bebedina. This Shtar was already certified in Bezdin, Rashi on top of page number 5, Shekosu Bohenpek, Lo Alima Ihi, Lafkui Maisa Bezdin. It's a nice business that this shtar was certified as a valid bona fide shtar shalva. She cannot simply go ahead and determine and claim otherwise it's not a valid shtar shalva. So here.
Because they're not going to believe her.
That's right. Correct. But Rashi earlier, before this, in the Havamina said, she has the nemanus to declare, to be koveya, what the status of the shtar is. But now the Maskar, the Gemara says no. But anyway, the Gemara is saying here that the Surah of Yibai Kalsei works lemafreya by momentus. This is a Marsha on page number 6. I don't know if they can read it. Wow, you all this work. Thank you very much. So the Mashiach, he has an arichos on this topic. He explains this, what I just told you a moment ago. Namely, this concept that Ibai Kalsei actually works in Mafreya. And there's a shach who asks, a long shach, which is found on page number 7, page number 8. You're not going to read the whole thing. Notice the Mechaber calls it a sholish. But the shach has a famous comment in Siman Nun Dvav, Sivkot Nalev. He asked the kasha of the Mashor that this Nemanos of Yibai Kilsei is based on Migo. And Migo the Mafreya, Lo Amina. One of the Klolim and Babetzia, Klolim Migo. All of us are familiar with Klolim Migo. Well, the Klolim of Migo is Migo the Mafreya, Lo Amina. That's a Klal of Shas. You don't say Migo the Mafreya, and this thing works the Mafreya. But Lechura, this discussion in the Mashor and the Shach over here, namely on page 6 and page 7, page number 8, Lechura, the discussion is now completely is basically voided because the Ne'amanus, Ibai Kilsay, is not based on Migu. What's Ibai Kilsay? Sounds like Biyoda. She has the ability, she can burn the shtar. She can go ahead and simply get rid of the shtar. And therefore, that works, even the Mafreya. And the Pashkus is that the Ne'amanus of Ibai Kilsay is not based on the Svara Migu. Because Migu, anyone, maybe, I don't know, again, I'm not holding in Bava Metzia these days. I'm out of these Gemaras decades. Because I can't learn these Gemaras with the Talmidim that I have. I can only learn in Yoni Mayed, and in Yoni Sukkah, and in Yoni Brachas, and Yoni Tainas. Because those are the Gemaras that resonate well with them, and they get into it and become inspired, and as a result go on, Mitzvah Hashem, eventually to learn Migu and the other sugyas. But I'm not holding it at that other end, I'm holding it at the simple end. But this concept, that which the Marsha and the Shachir in page 7 and page number 8, that Pashas, the Marsha's Kasha that he asks is no Kasha, because Ibai Kilsi seems to be, as I said, not Midin Migu, but Midin Biyodo, and it works even the Mafreya. And as I said, and I'll tell you why. Because Migu, all of us know what Migu is. We'll say very balabatish. I have two possible tainas. One is a stronger taina, one is a weaker taina. And I, of course, present the weaker taina. Why would I do that when I have the possibility of presenting the stronger taina? You know, the chakir of Migu is a Migu is a din and taina is a halach in biruim. It's a biru. That's the famous chakir regarding Migu. That's from 55 years ago of my life. That I'm seeing. What was that? Ravachan of Asimin, correct, wow. P is on the ball always. Anyway, so Ravachan has that famous Chakira. It's a Kachataina, or it's Alochin Birurim. I haven't seen this in 55 years of my life, but it's sort of pretty embedded in my psyche. So I'm just saying that Ibai Kils is not based on Migo. Migo's a din in Kachataina, the Baldova. And here we're talking about a Sholish, as you pointed out. Who pointed out? Rabbi Yazgir. A Sholish, he's not a Baldova. Bechlau. He's someone who's guarding this. That's what Rashi said, Lushomro. That's how the Shulchan Aruch, look on page 7. Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Look at the language of the Mechaber. Shalish. Bizman sheshlishu so biyado ne'amon. Kishnei edim. Afilim ukarov. Benotorach lishova. He's a shalish. A shalish is not a bailim. So the Pashto says that Migo is a kach hataina of a baldover, and we're talking about shalish is not a baldover. However, the Chiddush of the Gemara here in Dina Mamedes, in the Sanhedrin, the Chiddush is that in Zeborer, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph, is that Biyodo helps even by Mamedes. So you have to assume that somehow Biyodo is not based necessarily on the Din of Eidechanem Bisur. It means it comes out the way I understand the Sugyas, that the Sugyas Zeborer is Cholik on the Sugyas Ba'abasa. You have Machlokas HaSugyas. What exactly this is based on, this concept? Okay, I'm only saying that, again, going back to the basic halacha, which is Eid Echad, the Gemara says, and that's our Gemara. Our Gemara is saying Eid Echad, them Bisurim, doesn't work in the context of Chazak Yisurim. Now the question is, what does that mean? If there's a conflict between Eid Echad Bisurim and Chazak Yisurim, why is it that Eid Echad does not work? Now, because one could now examine, again, you could say Eid Echad doesn't have the koach to be machish any other birur. The Chazak Yisurim kanirah is based on the kind of chazaka. Now here we have to go into the whole issue. One could have said that chazaka is stronger than Eid Echad. And maybe you could have, when you have these two pitted against each other, it's Chazak Yisurim is based on chazaka, Eid Echad. So now we'll say chazaka is stronger than Eid Echad. That would be balabatish. But if that's the case, they come out, one second, that case that would come out, that Rov is better than Eid Echad, because Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif, Gemara's a cloud. Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif, so it comes out that that Rove is better than Eid Echad. So it comes out basically Eid Echad is not Ne'eman against the Rove, and that's not true. So this is a subject of a lot of discussion among the Gdolei Achronim. I'm just trying to understand this halacha of Eid Echad k'neged Ches Chasisa. The Gemara says here, the Pashit here in Yevamos that I began with on Beches, that Eid Echad is not Ne'eman. What is Eid Echad? Basically, Eid Echad is a din Ne'emanus. You know, Rabbi Soloveitchik, once we bought that Sefer by this father, Shagodl. I bought it. He told over the story when we learned Chulin. He told over the story. He told us we should buy that Sefer. I now forgot what it's called. Name of the sefer. Bachar was the name of the mechaber. Bet Chaf Resh, his father Shigodol. He discussed the question of Eidach and Embisurim. It's not halacha in Eidus. It's halacha in Emunus. A woman, correct? Yavamis, correct? Meis Baila. We believe a woman is not permitted to testify in the Jewish court of law. What was that? No, I'm not discussing that now. The issue of Kiyum and Bira. I'm talking about what is this halacha based on? It's based on the Emunus. Eidach and Embisurim. It's not a din in Eidus. Eidus is a pishnayim edim yakum dover. So this is a din namas. That's what this fellow, Rabacher, this father Shigodol, has a tshuva about this topic. So apparently Rab Chaim bought the sefer, didn't like the lomdis of this sefer, and then brought it back to the Baruch Hesforim. And so then Rabbi Salvation told us to buy the sefer. The whole shia bought the sefer, which was not easily obtainable at all. It took us a while to, apparently he even had to reprint it for this group of young men who were learning about Soloveitchik, and then he read the tshuva and shir, then he told us why the tshuva is not correct, and then he said we should go now return the sefer, similar to what Rab Chaim did, etc., etc. Apparently the Mechas Ram did not take it back from Rab Chaim, refused to take it back, and guess what? They also refused to take it back from us. Okay, but I'm saying all this is that, again, why does Biyodo help to make the Eda... Okay, Yazgur, there are a lot of kashas here. I'm asking to your kasha as well. I don't understand the answer. I can't give you the answer to that question. I don't think it was bought with the intention of giving it back. You mean in our case, not Rab Chaim's case? Oh, in our case, you're asking.
No, I'm saying the Rav's case, he knew he was being,
I prefer not to. I don't have the answer to that question, so I don't know. But I do know one thing, that Biyodo, again, Eidach and Embisurim is, again, why does a woman have this quality of Eidach and Embisurim? It's a din Emunus, it has nothing to do with, it's not that a woman is not trusted. That's what the Rav pointed out in Shir. We trust women completely, but in Eidus, somebody requires Hilchos Eidus, a woman, that's a kosher. V'yom b'shneha anoshim ha-shalem ha-viv, v'yav shem ha-gemar shvus. That a woman is not permitted to testify in the Jewish court of law, mitzad edus, but mitzad ne'emonis, of course she has ne'emonis. So I'm saying biyodo, that we have been discussing over here, helps to make it that the eid is considered to be a bailin. So that's why eid echad, the ne'emonis of a bailin, is able to be machish some other biru. And as I'm trying to discuss the issue of eid echad, neged cheskas iso, and I'm trying to say which one is stronger. What's the cut? Le'yokim eid echad b'ish, l'chalav and l'chalchatas. The Gemara says, l'chalav and l'chalchatas in yinakom. So okay, an Eid Echad is able to mechayv a shvua. But now the question is, what is the status of an Eid Echad? Apparently, Yisod and Emunus Biyodo is a halach and Eid Echad and Bisurim, Bein the Rashi, Bein the Tesis. I want to show you a Rosh. This is a famous, the Gemara on the Gittin, on the Nundal and Rebbe, is also a famous Gemara in Hanizokim. So the Gemara says here, this underlined, the part that's relevant, again, Hoya Osi Mo B'Taros. Person is Osek in Taros. Yomar Lo Taros Shosi Simcha Nitmu. So now I said I was with you, but they became tomate. Again, do you believe the person or not? Hayosimo bizvachim. Zvachim shasi simcha nispaglu. Ne'eman. Gemara says he has ne'emanis. So Gemara then quotes another case where he has no ne'emanis, namely, Amalo tar shasi simcha b'yom ploni nitmu. Zvachim shasi simcha b'yom ploni nispaglu. Enu ne'eman. In fact, Gemara, mashna sefer. Why is the first case that tar shasi simcha right now, or zvachim shasi simcha right now, we believe? But if I said, Beyond Plony,
2 days ago,
it doesn't work. If it's right here, that's right, I can do it. Kol Shibiyodo, says Rashi. Lasos Bishar Shimodio. The moment I tell you that this is the situation, namely the Taros with Nitmu, or the Zvachim with Nispaglu, I have the ability to make Pigol. Had the ability to be mitami the item.
How do you do that? I mean, wait a minute.
What's the problem? Look at Rashi. Rashi, Rabbi Yazgur. Rashi explains. Look at Rashi. Could look at Rashi if you don't mind. Kol shibiyado, lasos. You have the Rashi next to Gilin Hashas. You see that, Rashi?
Yeah.
Kol shibiyado, lasa, b'shosha, modio, neman, v'resha, k'goncha, odon, biyado, l'taman, u'lefaglon. They got b'kobonos, b'koin, ha'oved, kamayri. Don't you odio ben shchita lizrika? Rashi says gives you this mitzias, this ukimta. Yomer pigalti b'shchita shadayim b'yado l'fagla b'shavodis. Avla b'yom plomni. In the other case, shekvar yotze b'yado lav kol kamina. So that's what Rashi explains over here in terms of the halacha of b'yado. So I'm saying that this yisod, so this idea that it's b'yado, that he's a kind of bailin. And you look now in the Rosh has klolim, is the most famous Rosh in Shas. No, I shouldn't say that. One of the most famous Roshes in Shas, he deals with the, in Hanizok, in the fifth parak, he brings klolim to b'yado. Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, everyone see what I'm reading over there? I circled it. Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalin. So one of the items he mentioned, I'm reading the one, which is the first Yud Gimel. Kol Dov should be other Shalada. Everyone see that? Afilu Ischazik Yisura, Ischazik Etera, sorry. Nemo Neirecha Detame V'lesar, Afilu Machisha. O Omar in Yodea. So the Rosh goes on to say, Kidetanya Hocha, Ayosi Mo Betaros, Yom Lo Tarosh Yossi Simcha Nitmu, Nemo. Umfer Shabai Taima, Hol B'shusohen, Harei, Hein Kishalom. V'nemon Adayim, V'lam B'taima Diboi Metami Lohu. Dita minu boy shlume, he would have to pay. So he basically goes on, and he is going on to explain where's the part I'm looking for, which is the part that he's a bailin. That's what he says over here. Maybe it's the next section. I don't recall. Correct, harein kishalom. That's exactly the lashon. Harein kishalom. Basically, he's saying he's betar as bailin. Somehow he has this ability as a bailin, and so too going back to erecha. Now erecha, the gemara says that. We have this conflict between Echad and Chazik Yisura. So which one, in effect, is which one's going to trump the other? Echad is not Neman to Imachir, some sort of other Birur. But the Rosh is saying over here that Biyodo is Mitam Neman is a Bailim. That's what he says over here. That whole B'shusayin Harein Kishalob Neman Aleim V'lab Mitam Yidiboy Mitam Elohu. Now the problem is that the Shach and Yerodea disagrees. The Shach and Yerodea is on page 13. On page 13, I saw the Shach and Yerodea. That's where it comes from. But Chulin I haven't learned in 50 years of my life, but it's in my head. I taught Yerodea a number of times, so that's why I still have a bit of knowledge. So the Shach is a long, long Shach. Arichus.
Which page are we on?
13. And the first Shach, the Halachi in Kuf Chav Zayin, by Yai Nesach, Ha'omel Chaver Nisnasich Yencha. I tell you, your wine is Yai Nesach. So the Mechaber says, Mubiyado Ne'eman. If it's biyodo, so then we believe that statement. Next, going on to page 14, afilim eino ata biyodo shekvar chozeres shekvar huchzo the bailim. Correct. If it's no longer biyodo, it was already returned. Im bepam harishon shematzu amalom nisasach yedcha neema afilim abal machish. Avim eino biyodo v'lamakin the bal bepam harishon shero amalei acharkach eino neeman im abal machisha. Correct. Is that what he's saying? So look in the shach and sidkot nalef. So the Shach here is going to say, at the end of the day, that biyado is not based on what we just said, a din bailim like the Rosh said, but it's based on migul. The Shach says here it's based on migul. He writes, "Imu biyado loshen atur, go chenas to biyado l'shomro." But Salomar, the lotem of the biyado hainu biyado l'nascho. That's the pashup shot. Ela, dahainu shenisano biyado l'shomro. V'avi kebay levalov. V'loy mitam migul. That's what these. The Rosh and others, that's what they argue. It's not based on Migo, it's based on a din of Bailim. Because the Rain Pasuk of Rosh Perak and the Zogim Bechil Yudal, that's what I just read to you, Vamodachai Rosh Perak Yisharaba, Ava Beseis Lohevi Divi Arosh and Mordechai, he doesn't quote the Rosh and the Mordechai, Vad Rabbe Hevi Bistam Divi Rosh Rabbe Natam, Barashma Shapir Shukol Shabir Lutame, Bulai Lazeh Hishmi Kan Losh and Atua Vechem Beataz, Bir Shatam Mishum, Sheesh Shabir Yadal Osam, and Rashma Chidushu Vagan Zokim, and that's the position of the Shach. So you have a very fundamental machlokes here. What is biyado based on? Is it based on this concept of bailim, that you consider to be a bailim, or is it based on the concept of migo? And the Shach quotes a whole surah b'shoinim that biyado is based on migo. Now, I want to go to the Gemara in Kedushin, which is the previous, on page number... Page number three. So this Gemara, Amala Eidecha Dachal on the bottom of the Omid. There's a famous Tesis here. So The aide says, "Achal tochele v'alo shaseik." The individual who's accused is quiet. What was that? Right. Shtika kodo atzam lechem bebeis yom kedushin. Now Tosfos says, "In effect, akasha from the Gemara daf nun dalal mebeis that we just read." The Gemara daf nun dalal mebeis in I said you can see the Tosfos. You see this nidmu tarosecha. I put an arrow next to it. Nidmu tarosecha v'alo shaseik neman shomer lo ha'ed. The aid tells him b'fanecha nidmu. B'chein tzrach l'farish. V'achal v'chelik in the precious. V'kosha. He asked the kasha of the Gemara and Gidin hanizokin that ma'isi ha'yosi imo b'taros. V'amal av nidmu tarosecha neman. Tarosh ha'si simcha b'yom ploni nidmu enu neman. Parach ha'sa ma'asha ha'asha ma'asha seifa. U'mishani omra abaye kol shibiyadu neman. V'hol shena biyadu enu neman. V'seifa ayri shena taras biyadu kachinu neman. So now the question is, if that's the case, Hechem Abayi, going back over here, so how could Abayi say that the Nemek Shomel Achal Techele, the Afgal Shevi Yadol Achil Techele? And Abayi Stira. What exactly is going on over here? V'chein Koshe, L'kam and the Nemek, L'ma Shorcha Nirba, Afgal Dem Yadol Abi Ashoro. So Tesis is compelled, he's put into a corner. I mean, basically the Kashi is, here we have a Gemara Kedushin, Atzam Lechem Abayi, Achal Techele, and the other one is quiet, he's Neman. Tais says in the Gemara, Daf Nudal, Mabez and Gittin, that we see that, Achal Techelev, that you see that the Kol should be other Neman, but Eid Echad, he's Neman to say Achal Techelev, even though it's not the other. So Tais, the answer is, that's the answer. Yeshomar, Da'id Anizokim, Mairi, She'eno Shosek, Elamachisho. There he wasn't quiet, but he literally, contradicted, it was Machish. And therefore, that's why Taisa says, in the case where the Bailam Machish, then the aid is not Neman, unless it's Biyodo. If there's an Arad Achosha, we're not going to give Nemanus to the aid, unless he's Biyodo. And the case of Achal Techelev is talking about where Shosek, Benem Achisho, and therefore you don't require Biyodo. What's the pshat in this? What?
What is that
Achosha? A simple pshat that basically. In the case where he's quiet, he doesn't deny the accusation. Achal techelev, he's quiet, and he agrees, achal techelev. You don't require biyodo. The case where the Bailam HaMachish, the other case, not the case of Osim Abutaros, so then, basically, you say nidmu, I say no, not right.
It's because you know it, or you say, okay. I have to pay attention to you, don't tell me what to do.
Okay, it's not, the Gemara doesn't say, but I assume it's the former as opposed to the latter. I mean, again, if the Bailam has machish, the accusation that the person is being hurled at the person, then the aid is not Neman, unless it's Biyodo. But what's the Havana of this thesis, of this distinction that he makes? So again...
So, but that could be a machlokas between the Shach and the Rosh.
That's right. But could very well be...
Say the aid has Bailish.
Excellent.
You can't be
machishin. Excellent. Right? That's what I believe. This is the goof of the machlokas. This seems to be exactly the machlokes. Now, basically, we said that Eid Echad doesn't have the amonis b'yisurim to be machish another birur. If there's another birur, the Eid Echad cannot contravene, cannot directly contradict the other birur. So Eidus, which is biyodo, then he has the amonis of bailin, which, of course, once he's a bailin, as Rabbi Asker said, that helps neged some other kind of birur. A bailin has a certain kind of power that obviously no one else has, and therefore, even though there's a on the other side, another biro which seems to be in a different direction, the Bailam is Neman. And that's when the Baldova is Machish, then the Eidech has no Neman, it's negative the biro of the time is Baldova. However, with Biyodo, then it could be that the Eidech becomes actually a Bailam. And the Bailam, and again, as I said, the biro Eidech becomes like a biro of a Bailam. Now, the reason why I say this is because the Gemara, on page number 9 that we just read, that Tesis just quoted, so on page number 9, that Gemara over here, which is in Gittin,
Trey.
Okay. That's also, what's that machlok is? Also machlok is in the Gemara. And how do we pass in the law? What are the two tzadim? Also could be that those are the two tzadim. But I'm saying here the Gemara, when the Gemara says here, Taro shasisim cha biyom ploni nitmu, zvachim shasisim cha nispag v'enu neman. And there they argue, Abai said the reason why he's not neman, enu biyodo. Rabbi says enu neman because he didn't say anything. So Taisin Kedushin explains that the argument in Abai and Rabbi is whether the Nemanus of Biyodo, the fact that it was Pam Biyodo, Achshav Eina Biyodo. I mean, at one time it was Biyodo to go ahead and do it, Now it's no longer biyadi. Abai holds that not nema because ain't no biyado ashav. Okay, b'shas asiyas taras is vachim. It was biyadi, but now it's no longer biyadi. So therefore, that koach was taken. I mean, that's the issue of shtika koydo, lav koydo. What's that machlokes bechlal? Shtika koydo. No, no, that I wouldn't compare these two. With all due respect, that's a beautiful midah. It's a very nice character trait. And Hashem chepasim and Hashivim ha'isim avos vechem yisurim. V'aleim akosu v'emil v'avok says Hashem v'gvoroso. It's actually quoted by the Rambam. Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Tshuva. Quotes this, but that's an issue in midos, as opposed to here. I think this is something else. I don't think it's the same. Yeah, I'm just saying that in general, that's the rubber holes that, again, the question is whether the person has nemanus once he had this biyodo, and now he's not neman because the Gemara says, Ashkehe l'amalei v'lamidei. What's that statement? Ashkehe l'amalei v'lamidei. He should have reacted, he should have responded.
It's the Gemara of Prophets in the Enomdin, the beginning.
With reference to? Avada. There's a chiyuv to speak up, 100%. That's halacha. That's halacha psuka. Somebody accuses you of some skullduggery, so you better respond. Otherwise, people who see you're not responding will assume that you are, what is it, guilty as charged. I mean, again, I'll tell you, I thought, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Trump was suited. He didn't show up to trial and he lost the case. He didn't show up.
Which, oh, the president.
Just now, yeah. He was
I'm not familiar with what's happening.
So you say that used to be in presidential debates that if someone says something stupid, they just quiet, they don't listen. But what ended up happening...
What do you mean quiet? Who's quiet?
If someone...
Oh, the other party.
A guy,
in a debate between two candidates.
Just like silly, they don't even bother responding. But today, if you don't respond, you're guilty.
What was that?
Pilly
ploy. What a world. The world is topsy-turvy.
Yeah, that
doesn't make sense. Meshugan Abel. I'm just saying that the kuda, the machlokes of the Abai here is that Abai holds that Nemanus Biyodo is totally, is it Biyodi B'shas HaGonah Seidus? The fact that it was Biyodi L'shnei HaGonah Seidus, Ma Echzem O'il. How does that help? The fact that I had the ability to do something before Shas HaGonah Seidus. The Rabbi says, no, even when it's not B'shas HaGonah Seidus, if it was B'shas Riyas Seidus, I had the ability to do something, so that already is considered to be, I mean, when it says here, Tarosh Asisa, Azvachim, that means B'shas Asiyasa Tarosh Azvachim. I mean, even though I don't really understand what that has to do with Eidus, because that's a din in Hilchos Eidus, that Lashon of, because V'hu Eid, O Ra, O Yoda, Im Lo Yagim, and Asa Avinu, the Pasha beginning of Vayikra, the end of Pasha Vayikra. Who ate O Ra O Yoda? Means what's the Kovea? What's mine is the Kovea actually? Ria Saedus is Magda the Shas Asiyas Taros here. And Zvochi. Okay, but Tyson Kedushin says here, I want to read the Lashon just to show you. Umash Yaman, Udabashena Biyodo. Ki eno Shosek, Lo Meheman. Something which is not Biyodi. If I'm not quiet, we don't believe him. Hainu Gabad Lo Meheman Kebetre. Abel Imehem Likibetre, Neman. What does that mean? Imehem Likibetre, Neman is based on what? Based on Shavi Anavshe Chatiha Disura. That's what you're saying. That once I speak, so I'm making a statement. Shavi Anavshe Chatiha Disura. Like you have that machlokes. I mean, the question is, what's that based on that halacha? That's a big machlokes among the Achreinim. Shavi Anavshe Chatiha Disura is that midin neder? Some say it's midin neder. Or midin nemonus. What's the nature of Shavi Anavshe Chatiha Disura? I say something about myself, some status that I declare, that I confer upon myself. What's that based on? Hilchos Nedarim, is it based on a din nemanus? I mean, I assume it's a din nemanus of Eid Echad. There's a long in Yerodea, there's a very beginning of Pischei Tshuva. The only Pischei Tshuva that our salvation learned was that Pischei Tshuva in Siman Aleph of Yerodea. We discussed this machlokes among the Gedolei Achronim, what Shavi Anavshi is based on. Based on nemanus, or based on din Nedarim, what's the halacha of Shavi Anavshi Chatiha Yisura? But apparently, you assume it's nemanus of Eid Echad. Eid Echad has nemanus, even Dov Shebe'erva. I mean, a person who's mekabel, he's going to be mam in the Eid Echad, so he has nemanus. Tesis says further here, I'm reading the next part of Tesis. Vitzorch lomar, Tesis Kedusha, the Hodi Omer b'chol duchin Eid Echad nem b'isurim, hainu dafka lahatik gombasar zo minukeres. What does the Eid say? That there was trabering that was done. Niku was done on this basar. O chaticha zu shel shuman. Aber lesser hadavar einu neman. Tesva zeidachon is neman lahatir below lesser. He's only can be matir in eidachon. What's the pshat in that?
Can't tell you that it's not kosher.
No, but okay. The shach in Yerodea, and that I also Xerox that shach. I mean, the question is whether the mother's of Eidechon is not a complete birur. I mean, he doesn't have, we said, the koach to machish another birur. I mean, his status is sort of nishtahin nishtahir. He's not exactly, he has the ability to go ahead and, it's not a complete birur. And that he's not neman el lahatir, below the esor. So if we have biyodo, then he has nemanus, even the esor. Because that's a birur gomer. If you give him machish another birur, then he also has nemanus lesor. Or maybe you could say there's no distinction between the nemanus of Eid Echad Lesser and nemanus Lahatir. When Tosfos says Enu Neman Lesser, it means against the Cheskas Heter. If there's a Cheskas Heter against him, then he's not Neman against the Cheskas Heter. Because Eid Echad is not Neman against the Chazaka. Whether it's to Aser against the Cheskas Heter, whether it's to Yimatir against the Cheskas Iser, he does not have that kind of koach against the Chazaka in either direction. Whether it's a Cheskas Heter or Cheskas Iser, Eid Echad doesn't have that kind of koach. That's what the Shach writes in Yerodea in Kuf Chav Zayin, that I saw the Shach also. What was that?
Even if he's the Bible.
That's what he's saying, right? And that's already a chiddush. I hear what you're saying. That's a shach in Yerodea and Kuf Chav Zayin. Where is that shach found? Over here. Kuf Chav Zayin, Siv Kod and Chav Gimel. It's on page number 13. And Siv Kod Chav Gimel actually is found on page number 15. Siv Chav Gimel, he writes me this halacha. The Mechaber quotes in Yayin Esach. Look in page 15. Page 15, it says, Eid Echad Nema Bisurim, Lahatir Avolo Lahachmir. That's the taken from this Tosfos. That only Lahatir and not Lesser. Says the Ramah, Mi Yesh Omrim, the Bedabu the Ikal Levurek, Gon Sheomolo Echad Bo, no, Sheomolo Echad Bo, Ve'arecha, Ovi Kachovim, Menasech Yayim. Torah Lachash Dizbar. A guy comes over and says, I want to show you Nisach HaYayim taking place. So you have to be Choshish Dizbar. The whole day was shalom. Tis as chazek. Lo lehetav lo liyso. Edecha nema. Afilu lo aswa. If you don't have either a cheskas heter or a cheskas isa, then edecha is nema. The kol echad is chazek double biyisu gon tevel. O chatichas basa sheino amnu keres. Eino eid nema no lav latira. Elun kein biyodo lesakno. Page 16. V'imhoyu v'kan beiz chaticha sacha shel isur v'acha shel heter neman ha'ei lomar ze heter v'ze isur v'yodo neman al shelah v'hilchot d'schazik isur. If it's mine, then I'm even believed neged the cheskas isur. But now look at the shach on page 15. Chav gimel. Eidecha neman b'isurim. The shach here. So here the shach says, klomar timtza d'eidecha neman b'isurim l'hatir afilo b'lo shtikas ha'bal dover the tevi kodo. Aber hach mir lo tim tsad ey nem aber lo shtig esav do aber man shach er do es khazig lo isov le heter oser mi sofek blo ey des no khas kes heter no khas kes is so da loch is that it's oser mi sofek with that ey er des khazig eter ey no ey nem le so kid lo el the going also has a comment I actually wrote it down here on the khafal
so if standing in
no, it's not a close kasha at all. Assuming that the person who told you the hamburger is in order is not choshud, has a cheskas kashrus, and he's telling you that the hamburger is kosher, I mean, it's no different than what we saw at the very beginning. Yeah, that's what I would say. What?
Why do you need that stuff on him?
What is happening in that case? Information, as you put it, is being passed from one person to another. Well, what's the issue? Why is there a problem? Why is there a problem?
Maybe I witnessed the shechita. I witnessed the nikabani. It's not the yodi. I don't know how to do it. And I'm not the violent. So I'm just telling you, I saw it, so I think I'm saying it's mutter. So I'm not the Bible, it's not the Yodi. There's a Cheskas Isser involved with the Egmen Achai and all
of that. I'm saying that here. By the way, other Rishonim I don't agree with this. The Rashba, I think I did this Rashba also. There's a Rashba here. He says there's no distinction. He's Cholgan Tosis. He says there's no distinction. That Erech is nemeless. So even against Cheskas Heter, I mean, Pashup Shad is that Cheskas Heter only has an impact where you're able to prevent the Ikal Eretz HaSofek. But doesn't it can't be Machriya. What's the latest Hasav? You can't be machir. This is on page number 12. This Rashba. There's Eidechad Hameyel the Isur is Nemun. Even against a Cheses Heter, you have a latest Hasafik. That's what the Rashba here seems to say. But in effect, you don't have the ability. The Cheses Heter can't be machir. Cheses Isur. So the Rashba says has more koach than a Cheses Heter. That's machir. Even latest Hasafik. Eidechad is not Nemun to be matir. You're negative Cheses Isur. That's what you're saying. That you have a Cheses Isur. This. And therefore the Cheskas Isur can be machriya. Eidecha doesn't have the koach achro. I mean, he's not neman against another biru. I mean, that whole issue is that so poshut that the Cheskas Isur automatically has more koach than the Cheskas Heter. So I thought that's a shach in Yerudei also. That's on page number 19. He says if I have a suffix Isur, you don't go after the Cheskas Heter unless you have a glag to double the Heter. Cheskas Isur, he says here, that you do follow even Besofik HaShokul. Means an Eid Echad is not Nemu to say these Taros became Tomei if he's not Biyodo. That's what Rabbi Yazgir is saying. If he's not Biyodo. Now what do you do, this guy... In this Gemara here, who said that your taros were became tummy. So the problem is that there's a force in the other direction. There's a kind of Reuben Lesser Kamon that, on the contrary, he
there's a
Cheskas Heter. Some of the Eid Echad, his Nemanus remains. Some of the Eid Echad. Nemu Bisurim, that's an overriding factor. I mean, what you said earlier means if it's an Amanus of Bailim, so then that's the problem. What's the din of this Nemanus, against the Nemanus of Bailim, let's say against a Ruud Lesser Kamon? Which one would prevail? I would say probably there is no Nemanus against a Ruud Lesser Kamon.
Chazoka.
Okay, the question whether it's the Nemanus of Migo or not, that's totally on the other issue we spoke about. See, here he says, in this Tesis again, I'm going back to Tesis. When we say, if it's not biyodo, and I'm not quiet, we still don't believe me. There's every Eid Echad, and there's a Hakosh on the other side. Hakosh is a Bailim, so now you have a Sofek. You need a Achra. But somebody thinks, any Echad is Barer, so then the Bailam on them, not the Eid Echad. No, the Eid Echad cannot be Machish another Biru. That's really the bottom line over here, what I see. But if it's Misbarer, and you can't be Machriya, so then we're Choshesh, Dirihai. It's not so clear, this issue. But in that case, I don't see what the issue is. I don't see that it's different than what I mentioned to you. At the very outset, the Rashi in Yavamas and Peches, that person tells you this hamburger is beseder, so you believe it.
So based on what?
Based on Eid Echad, the Nemanus from Eid Echad. He's Neman to tell you that this piece of, just like your wife is Neman to tell you that she's a Nida, your wife is Neman to tell you that she cooked kosher food for you. So he's also an Emma to say this hamburger is kosher.
So does that mean that, technically speaking, you could, any Jew that doesn't have a cheskas or has a reisah, you could technically trust, you shouldn't need a hashkafa on any store? I know that's not the practice.
Stores are different.
Yeah, I don't think, I agree with that. I don't think you could.
You need hearsis for stores.
not so that. There's such a negia. You know, I'm having difficulty with a lot of quote unquote caterers in this neighborhood. There are 21 people, I've now counted them. I'm here a number of years, who have private catering in their homes. Under whose hashkacha? They're all very nice people. Shomer Torah mitzvahs, shomer Shabbos. What do they know about kashrus? Shall I get nasty?
But why are they worse than the guy's wife?
Oh, that's the question.
I've heard a distinction whether they're cooking out of their own kitchen or if they have a kitchen in their basement.
Okay. All these chilukim are very chilukim dakim to my mind, but let's assume that there's a distinction between your wife and my wife and our wives and someone who's cooking for the public. Yesh l'chalek. I think yesh l'chalek. And even if they have a hashkocha of a rabbi, Rabbi X, and Rabbi Y, and Rabbi Z, which there are no shortage of them in this neighborhood, so who says I can rely on that rabbi? What does he know about kashrus? Now I'm getting a little bit, you would say, sharp. What does that mean? Kashrus requires three things. Knowledge of Yerodea, so that I go to Rabbi P and Rabbi Bernstein, ask them about Yerodea. But kashrus requires two other things. You have to know the technicalities of kashrus. There are a lot of technical issues involved in kashrus. Food chemistry. You have to know food chemistry inside out. You ever met Mashkichim of the OU? I was 2 weeks ago in Rabbi Luban Shul in Edison, New Jersey. He worked for the OU for almost 50 years. And after spending a Friday night with him for several hours and hearing about the, shall we say, I don't know how to describe it, the ins and outs of kashrus. If you don't know food chemistry inside out, backwards and forwards, like Rabbi Shechter, Rabbi Belsky, Zatzal, and the like, Rabbi Shechter, Rabbi Chaim Arukim, you are in a heap of trouble. Number three, Number three tells me Rabbi Luban said to me, number three, besides Nazir Yardea and all these other elements, he introduced me to three or four mashgichim who work for the OU. People on there who know Yardea inside out. Number two, people who have experience in the kashrus industry 25 to 30 years. These are people in their 40s and 50s. And then the third thing about them, each one is a fox in the field. Crafty beyond crafty. I saw that talking to them. A schlang in the fell, you say in Yiddish. That's what you got to be. So the people here, there's a lot of nice young rabbis, come into a woman's home. She's cooking in her kitchen, not in the basement, bimchila. She's cooking in her kitchen. And she's a very nice person. Trust me, she's not Yerodea or anything else. He gives her 10 minutes of direction. She cooks for 3 days for an affair. Ha'im ani yichol lesmoch al zeh? Ani shoel harab nasan al gud shlita. That's my issue right now.
Okay, so
what am I being samech on? They don't know anything about kashrus, these rabbis. They have never trained. No food chemistry knowledge. Zero, zero, zero. And they're giving hashkocha?
So that's what
the base tefillah response. What could be a problem with a kugel?
Oh,
what could be a problem with the cholent? What could be a problem with all the other things that they make? What could be a problem? Why are you cheshing all these people?
If it's because they're making money and you're afraid
that... Oh, guess what? They're making money. Why are they doing this? For the health?
Right. So is that that's like a raise on them?
Of course it is. You know, gabba dabba.
Small pot is one thing, a big pot is a different thing.
Okay, see, we have all these chalukim, basement and kitchen, small pot, big pot, Baruch Hashem. It's good we have such a group of heavy lamdonim here.
When the rabbis yeshiva, didn't they have restaurants in the east side that didn't have hashkocha?
I didn't eat them. I didn't eat the Shmuelka Bernsteins in my entire life. I wouldn't eat those places. I don't trust anyone. If that's a good quality, you say Rabbi Askel will tell him it's not a good quality. Okay, I don't know how to do this. I got myself into enough trouble already. All right. I credit the whole sister on the sound of good.
Shkach.
He's a good man. Even though because of that, you're probably everyone getting a shina. I didn't sleep the whole night, but the same go more. No, on the contrary, for me it's great. The Machai need to learn. Well, that's the best thing you could do.